Hi, welcome to V5J Went to the Show. I am V5J, better known as Virginia, and I'll be sharing my experiences of going to gigs across London over the past few years. The first instalment of V5J Went to the Show is based on, obviously, the first gig I ever went to in London, and my aim in the upcoming instalments is to keep it as chronological as possible. So, without further ado, I'll share with you my experience of seeing Brother Ali at Zoyo in May 2012. So when I think about it, right, I'm not quite sure when it was that I first came across his music. I've racked my brain for the past few years and I'm thinking, was it he was in a clip of some footage and I thought, yeah, let me check out his music? Or was it there was a song of his that I liked and I thought, right, I'm sold, I'm going to check him out? I don't really know. I couldn't tell you. If I tried to tell you, it would be a lie. So I'm not going to bother. But I rolled up to there. Zoyo is off of Old Street, isn't it? On a Northern line. So I gets there now. And as you do, you see, or as you don't, if you don't go to gigs, which I implore you do, whoever you're a fan of, go and support them, get out there. Right, so I goes there now and you see whoever else is going to be opening for the artist. And listed was Greaves and Budo. Now, I hadn't heard of Greaves or Budo before that point. And then it turns out that Greaves was a label mate of Brother Ali. Still is. They are both on Rhymesayers Entertainment, who have a really cool roster of artists. So, yeah, that was it, you know, queuing with a bunch of hip-hop heads, and I was excited, and yeah, just in general, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm actually going to see this person I've been standing over for like a good year and a half or so, if that. I'm pretty sure I came across his work in 2008, so yeah, I said year and a half. 3.5, 4 years is pretty more near the mark, so my nerves are not letting me enjoy myself as much. So I had a bottle of cider. I won't name the brand, but I'll simply say that between my first tipple of their brand, they've since, what have they done? They have on some occasions, for safety reasons, put their produce in plastic bottles. So yeah. So yeah, more about Greaves. Like I said, I hadn't heard of him before. And he performed and I was like, wow. When the show's over, I'm definitely going to buy your album, mate. It's just, yeah, no discussion. This is, yeah, it's definitely going to happen. And I'm just going to jump right in. You can have a listen. The song that made me say, oh, definitely, I need to buy their merchandise is off of his album Together Apart, and it's called On the Rocks. So yeah, that was Greaves, On the Rocks, off of his album Together Apart. I like, that's the one he performed, and there were quite a few audience members who were at the front singing along, so I was like, ah, okay, you know, because they're an indie label, so yeah, if you're indie leaning, you will find these artists. Another track I also like on his album is Lightspeed. Which is, you know, it's such a, I don't even know. It's almost, you could almost describe it as a summer song, I would say. Some, yeah, check it out.
Born blind in the winter with an empty head. Snow covered up the Camry. A whole house slept, drawing pictures in the bed. Waking up and racing down the stairs, trying to catch my breath was so simple. Superman, trick or treat, wet socks. Bike rides in the summer to the best spots. Could have sworn I was king of the best odds. Running around with the dogs in the backyard. Growing, never knowing what the past done. Living life like the mystery of packed lunch. Getting whipped in the playground, scratched up. Coming home after school on the last bus. Back then it was all about laughs. At the corner store for the new flare packs. Mom was a religion and happiness was a fact. It's a shame how the time goes past. Moving so fast. It's like I'm moving at light speed. Slow down, slow down. Need to slow down every once in a while sometimes.
So yeah, that was another song of his off his album that I like. And before I go any further, actually, I should let you know, which is just so embarrassing, but a month or so before, I bought my first touch phone, Samsung Galaxy Young, I don't care, I'll say it, cheapo touch phone, because to me, right, I first came across a touchscreen computer at the Atomium in Belgium. So I'm like, what, 10 years later, I'm going to pay £300 for a phone when these people were making phones for like 25 years and touchscreen technology is at least 10 years old and you can't put both of them together for a cheap price. Nah, not me. So I bought this cheapo touch phone, still got it. My mistake, which I'd soon learn and which you'll soon hear about, is that I didn't actually figure out how to work the camera and the video properly and how to differentiate between the two. Yeah, so I just keep that in mind as I continue. So yes, it was Brother At Lee at Zoyo, May 2012. And I came into his music round about Undisputed Truth, The Undisputed Truth, and what was this other album called? I can't remember. But it was the pink covered one and the green covered one. I know that. The Undisputed Truth. Oh gosh, I could kick myself. But anyway, the song of that album, the EP, should I say, that was like, okay, the truth is here. Got there in the end. I got there in the end. I came across his music around his The Truth Is Here and The Undisputed Truth projects. And the song that I particularly liked, let's see, off of The Truth Is Here, which is the EP, also gives listeners an insight into why he goes by his performance, his stage name. And just also, if you don't know what he looks like, just into his view of self. So I'm going to play for you Good Lord.
Quran influenced all of my songs. My fans run and tattoo them all on their arms. Wanna travel, be there every time I perform. Now look me in my eye and tell me how am I wrong. And who would have thought, just giving them the truth from my heart, both the ugly and the beautiful part. We give them food for thought, let them chew it apart. And they'd all crowd around me and my movement would start. And how you gonna hate me for being what God made me? It's not a game, I ain't saying it playfully. They relate to the joy and the pain in me and seeing me make it be watching a slave get free. Holla like Bilal in the tower. Hiya Ellen, Bilal, Allah is the power. Give a voice to the dream and let it be seen. I admit it's obscene, but Dean recognized Dean.